This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. India began its COVID-19 vaccine campaign on Saturday with frontline workers slated to receive the first inoculations. The campaign began after Prime Minister Narendra Modi delivered a nationally televised speech. India has recorded 10.5 million cases of coronavirus. That's a caseload larger than all other nations except the United States. India's death toll stands at 152,000. Only the United States and Brazil have higher death tolls. COVID-19 deaths worldwide exceeded 2 million on Friday, according to Johns Hopkins University, which keeps statistics on the coronavirus pandemic. This occurred a year after the coronavirus was first detected in Wuhan, China. The United States has consistently had the world's highest number of confirmed cases and the highest death toll. Johns Hopkins reports more than 23 million COVID-19 cases in the United States. The U.S. death toll is rapidly approaching 400,000. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned on Friday that a newly detected and highly contagious variant of the coronavirus may become the dominant strain in the United States by March. In Brazil, the country's Air Force flew emergency oxygen supplies Friday to the jungle state of Amazonas, which is facing a growing surge of the virus. Health authorities said oxygen supplies had run out at some hospitals because of the high numbers of patients. China has finished building a 1,500-room hospital for COVID-19 patients to fight a surge in infections that the government blames on infected people or goods from abroad. The hospital is one of six, with a total of 6,500 rooms being built in Nangang, south of Beijing, in Hebei province. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Gunmen killed two Afghan women judges working for the Supreme Court during an early morning ambush in Kabul on Sunday, officials said, as a wave of assassinations continues to rattle the nation. Violence has surged across Afghanistan in recent months, despite ongoing peace talks between the Taliban and the government, especially in Kabul, where a new trend of targeted killings aimed at high-profile figures has sown fear in the rest of the city. The latest attack comes just 2 days after the Pentagon announced it had cut troop levels in Afghanistan to 2,500. It's the fewest in nearly two decades. A spokesman for the Supreme Court said the attack on the judges happened as they were driving to their office in an official vehicle. Kabul police confirmed the attack. Afghanistan's Supreme Court was a target in February 2017 when a suicide bomb ripped through a crowd of court employees, killing at least 20 and wounding 41. Several pro-democracy activists in Thailand were arrested Saturday as protesters made an unexpected return to Bangkok's streets. They defied an emergency law imposed during a fresh COVID-19 outbreak to rally against a royal defamation law. The protest movement has formally declared a hiatus to the major street rallies that rocked the kingdom, demanding sweeping reforms of Thai politics and the once untouchable monarchy. But pockets of protesters have switched from major-scale rallies to smaller flash mobs and publicity stunts targeting the royal defamation law, which carries a penalty of between 3 and 15 years per charge for insulting, defaming, or threatening the monarchy. Thailand's pro-democracy movement views the law as a political weapon. More than 40 protesters so far have been charged. Germany, France, and Britain are pressuring Iran to back off the latest planned violation of its 2015 nuclear deal, production of uranium metal. The three countries said on Saturday that Tehran has no credible civilian use for uranium metal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Thursday that Iran had informed it that it plans to begin producing the metal. Iran has told the IAEA that it hopes to research uranium metal as a means of designing an improved type of fuel, but uranium metal can also be used for a nuclear bomb. Research on its production is specifically prohibited under Iran's nuclear deal with world powers. And Germany's ruling Christian Democrats Saturday chose Armin Laschet, minister-president of Germany's most populous state, as their new leader. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.